Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world.
Hello.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
Hey, yes.
The news you want.
Is the perception still that a black man with a gun is a criminal?
With the topics you need.
Marching might have been good for back in the day, but what kind of effectiveness is marching have on society today?
The Ron Kelly.
Black males 18 to 24 years old have the highest homicide offending rate.
4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 1 p.m. Pacific. It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Get it twisted.
On blogtalkradio.com.
All right, better late than never. It's the Ron Kelly Show at half past the hour. Does it make any sense to complain about Northeast traffic? No. I guess, no. You know what? No, because it's never going to change. But thank you very much, everybody, for joining me today. It's the Ron Kelly Show. I hope you got my message on LinkedIn and a few other places that the show would be starting a little bit past the start date that we usually start time we usually start the show on. But thank you for those of you who hung around and waited for me. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. Normally at 4 o'clock p.m. On Friday afternoon. We're starting a little late today, but you know what? Better late than never. And besides, I didn't want to not do a show because, no, I didn't tell anyone that I wouldn't be doing a show. You know, in this is show business, the show must go on. So thank you so much for joining me, everyone. The RonKellyShow.com is the official website of the Ron Kelly Show. Head on over there, and if you want to know more about me, how the show originated, and also there's a link to my Facebook page, The Ron Kelly Show, on Facebook, and also the Twitter, The Ron Kelly Show, and The Ron Kelly Show merchandise page, where you can go on there and you can order various merchandise with the Ron Kelly Show logo emblazoned all over the place. All right, it's half past the hour. I guess I better get about a half hour today. The show's going to be on. So I just want to get right to. You know, there's a Associated Press. Associated Press is reporting through anonymous sources, of course, that there's been a $40 million settlement in the Central Park Five jogger case. And some of you were born, pre-1990, I would say. Know a little bit about this, Central Park jogger case. It was a really big deal back when it first happened, the jogger. Most of you know the story. Even if you weren't alive at that time, most of my listeners were. And, with the story, the five young African-Americans who were blamed for the rape and beating of a young white woman in Central Park, called the Central Park jogger case. And anybody who was everybody, including Mr. Donald Trump, who took out a full-page ad in the Post, I believe it was, or the New York Daily News, and lambasted these five young men. Who knows why in the world he would put a full-page ad in the in the Daily News, but again, Donald Trump is someone who is not just satisfied with being rich. He has to be famous, or in this case, infamous, too. So, big deal back in the day. Five young men, allegedly, who were beat down by the police so badly that some of them actually copped to the crime, and they pleaded guilty. They admitted guilt in the case. And subsequently, years later, 2002, I believe it was, the conviction was overturned because there was evidence that the boys did not commit the crime. Although they did plead guilty, they did cop to it, according to New York City police at that time. And, Mayor Bloomberg, who's former Mayor Bloomberg, who was the mayor for the last 12 years, refused to negotiate with these people. Refused. And what happened was when de Blasio, the new mayor, de Blasio came in, he said that he would close the case. He would settle the case. But I'm sure that Mayor Bloomberg and former Mayor Giuliani are red with anger. And so a lot of other people, some who were on the radio as I was on my way home, on my way to the studio, rather, some people were angry that a settlement was made. $40 million settlement was made in the case of Central Park 5. So I guess if all five of them were still around, it'd be $8 million apiece, which is not bad. Now, I wouldn't trade in 6 and 10 years of my life in prison for $8 million. It's not worth it. But I guess at the end of the day, these guys are going to be living quite well for the next few years or so, however long they, however they manage the money. But anyway, yeah, so $40 million. Settlement's been reached. It still has to be approved by a judge and the controller. So there's still a couple of hurdles that need to be jumped over. But it appears to be, well, I can't say it's going to be smooth sailing. I don't know. But it looks like from all angles that, you know, this just may come off and these men will be compensated for the humiliation of going, being sent to prison and being known as rapists for all those years. And, you know, the police, it's alleged that the police, warmed down, not necessarily with the rubber hose, but warmed down physically and mentally. But I guess after being in an interrogation room for 6 hours, you'll admit anything. And that's what these young men did. So kudos to them. $40 million settlement. Associated Press is reporting through anonymous sources that there was $40 million judgment in the Central Park Charter 5 case. So move on to President. Oh boy, liberals, liberals, your voice is here. This is the Ron Kelly Show every Friday afternoon at 4 p.m. right here on blogtalkradio.com. I am here for my liberal brothers and sisters and progressives. I know you're out there. This is our venue. Not like the, you know, because we don't have to listen to the Limbaughs and the screaming Mimi Levin, just a total idiot, doesn't know what he's talking about. Just hate. That's his the theme of his show, hate. You know, we have our own voice, and not a voice of hate, but a voice of reason, a voice of common sense, because this is the headquarters for common sense. Common sense politics right here on the Ron Kelly show. All right, so Trey Gowdy and the Hillary haters were gearing up for the select subcommittee on Benghazi. Oh, we're going to get him now. Benghazi, we're going to split him open like pigs. And so President Obama, friend of the show, President Obama, what he does was he okayed a operation to capture the ringleader of the Benghazi attack. I mean, you know, most of you know, if you haven't heard it about it when it happened, you certainly hear from the Republicans and the conservatives about the attack on Benghazi where the Libyan where the United States Embassy was located in Benghazi in Libya, which was overrun by some hooligans, and four people were killed, including the ambassador to Libya at the time. And the Republicans and the conservatives and the neocons, they're always trying to make a case out of this. All it is a way to attack Hillary Clinton, because they know that they don't have a viable candidate, number one. Who's her? Who's it going to be? A psychopath? Ted Cruz? You know, we're going to bring a Bush back from the dead, who's not actually really dead, but probably is dead politically because he's latched onto this common cause thing that the Republicans hate, so he's an outcast now. You know, who's it going to be? Who's it going to be? They don't have anybody. They know they don't have anybody. So let's knock out the one person they know they have to beat. That's Hillary Clinton. Because Hillary Clinton is a very, very viable candidate on the Democratic side for not the Democrat side, like some fools like to put out there, the Democratic side. So Hillary Clinton is a very viable candidate, and they all know that. They know it. They're afraid of her. They're afraid. And you know what, Republicans? Be afraid. Be very afraid, because Hillary Clinton can take this thing, and they know it. So what do? Hillary Clinton does an interview on her book release with Diane Sawyer on ABC television. And what do? They get together and they run an ad, a hater Hillary ad, during her interview, because they bought commercial time. They bought ad time, rather. And they ran their commercial about Hillary Clinton during her interview when they went to break. So they know. They're afraid of Hillary Clinton. So the best thing to do – see, they're attacking. She hasn't even declared they're attacking already. So anyway, so what happens is President Obama okays a mission, Special Forces, and they capture the ringleader of the Benghazi attack. So now what? And they totally derailed – this House Select Subcommittee on Benghazi totally derailed it. Now what? The perpetrator, the ringleader, the person who masterminded this whole thing has been captured. An operation approved by President Obama. So now what do? So now they're scrambling around because it doesn't make sense to have the hearings now. What sense would it make now? The guy who did it has been captured. And whatever, I get it's at some point it'll come out in the wash as to what he actually did. We'll know. We'll find out what the planning stages were. We'll know everything about this very shortly. Since this gentleman, well, I don't want to say gentleman, has been captured. So now what do? You see, because. The whole thing is to hate on the president. That's what this is all about. Hate on the president, hate on Hillary Clinton. Because they know that Hillary will be the Democratic nominee for president. And they know Hillary Clinton has a strong... Hillary Clinton has already run for president. And she came very close to beating current President Obama. Came very close. Much closer than Mitt Romney and this other clown. Much closer than they did. So here we have. You just have to laugh. You just have to laugh. Don't try to understand it, because the Republicans, they don't understand themselves. So don't try to understand it, because it's beyond what they do. Their reasoning, their rationale is beyond understanding. It's ludicrous. It's laughable. Instead of getting with the program and moving into the 2014s, they want to stay in the 50s and 60s. Times have changed. But they want to stay behind. They want to stay back there in La La Land, where everything was, honky-dory and 2.5 kids in a garage. Things are not like that anymore. You have, mixed families. You have families that are brought together through unconventional means. You got a lot going on here. So, but they want to stay in the back. They want to stay back there. Back there when, during the times of Father Knows Best. And point the finger at everybody else. So, I'm interested to know. We'll find out. They haven't said anything yet. But if this House Select Committee... or this cloaked Hillary attack will continue. We'll have to see. But, we all know there's no point in it, because the man's been captured. The ringleader of the Benghazi attack has been captured. And there'll be more to follow, I'm sure. His lieutenants and captains, whoever else helped him plan this and carry it out, they'll all be caught eventually. So it's interesting to see what the Republicans and the neocons and the conservatives will do now that this is taking place. Take a quick break. We'll come right back with more. It's the Ron Kelly Show. and it's on blogtalkradio.com.
There was a need in talk radio, and one man will fill that need.
What kind of effectiveness is marching out of society today?
And you too can be a witness. The Ron Kelly Show on blogtalkradio.com.
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Oh no! I'm in charge of our 10-year class reunion and don't know where to begin.
Don't let this happen to you. For your next event, wedding, anniversary, class reunion, or just need to promote your business, Burkett Promotions has you covered.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Over 200 custom-made products USA made, along with personalized imprints and logos.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Burkett Promotions does it all. Big or small, we can fit your budget.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Need your event to stand out with that personalized touch? Pens, pencils, t-shirts? Go to BurkettPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Mention the Ron Kelly Show and receive an additional 10% off an already great prize.
Thanks to Burkett Promotions, my event was a success.
BurkettPromotions.com. B-I-R-K-E-T-T Promotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
A business you can trust. A member of the Better Business Bureau, New Jersey. A-plus rating.
Now, back with more.
Are you ready?
Of the fastest growing internet radio show on the World Wide Web.
And it's on. It's go time.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Yes, indeed. It's an abbreviated version of the Ron Kelly Show. Thank you so much for joining me. Ladies and gentlemen, appreciate it. Thanks for stopping by and tuning in to the Ron Kelly Show. Heard here every Friday afternoon from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. ordinarily, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Well, thank you so much, everybody, for joining me. Now, I'm sure some of you have heard about the bullying. Bullying has reared its ugly head once again. Many schools have programs to deal with the bullying issue, but it has come up again in New York City, actually. Many of you have heard about the 14-year-old that killed another 14-year-old, killed another 14-year-old, it's being said now that that the boy was being bullied, and it's being said that the boy killed the other boy because of the bullying over a missing iPhone. This is what's being said. In the Bronx, this happened. A 14-year-old suspect, Noel Estevez, bullied and battered for months and took one final punch from his former best friend and then plunged the kitchen knife into the classmate's heart. The terrified teen has been held without bail Thursday for the killing of 50 Crump and faces murder charges as an adult after his alleged theft of a smartphone led to the senseless killing. Now, they're saying that this 14-year-old struck back by stabbing the other boy after he was mentally and physically tormented by his middle school peers, including Timothy Crump, which led to a botched suicide try. So they're saying that this young boy, Noel Estevez, tried to kill himself after being mercilessly tortured by Timothy Crump and Et al. Now, they tried to get a safety transfer from Intermediate School 117 to his parents did, desperately, to get him a safety transfer because of what was happening to him, and it failed. And the reports are that the father pled to the principal on the night before the stabbing. The night before, the father pled to the principal to transfer his son out of that school before something happens. So they're saying that Timothy Crump began throwing punches at the boy, and the boy snapped. And the school failed. The police failed. Everybody failed. The boy had a 12-inch blade. 12, that's a foot long. They're saying he had a 12-inch blade. Crump was fatally gashed in the chest before Estevez was grabbed by school safety agents. So the boy said that the kid kept hitting me with his fist, so I kept stabbing him four or five times. With a 12-inch butcher knife, which he brought to school. You see, this is the problem. See, there was a failure here. They should have let that boy be transferred. See, we have all these cushy commercials and these smiley commercials about bullying and what schools are doing about it. But this is the Bronx. This isn't, Peoria. This is the Bronx. And you need to maybe, because some of these programs are modeled at the area that they're in. So, you wouldn't expect it to happen in Sioux Falls or someplace like that. But this is the Bronx. And everybody failed, except for the parents, because they did try. Everybody failed, because the boy wound up killing another boy. Now, he's 14 years old. He's not going to get life in prison. I mean, if they try him as an adult, he might. If he's tried and convicted as an adult, he may get life. 14 years old. Should a 14-year-old get life? I mean, you would think that somebody that young would have some kind of chance of changing their ways, as opposed to somebody who's a 30 or 40 hardened criminal who may never change. So, there needs to be more oversight. And when people come to do you have to wait until somebody gets hurt before you do something? See, this is what happened here. This is exactly what happened here. The principal said no. Now somebody's dead. So, the school failed. The school system failed. New York City public school system failed this family. But somewhere along the line, this boy, I'm not saying that the boy is not without responsibility, because he didn't have to, bring a knife to school. Why couldn't the parents just pull him out of school, take him out? I guess because he needed a transfer. Yeah, but this is what happened. This is what happened. So, very sad story. 14-year-old kills another 14-year-old. I mean, where is this war going to? Shootings in schools? I mean, when I was going to school, there was a shooting in school? Never. And it wasn't that long ago, ladies and gentlemen. Ron Kelly is not that old. But at least not in my mind, I'm not. But, the way things are happening today, it's absolutely unbelievable. Coming from an era where, and I'm talking about the 50s and 60s. I'm talking about 70s, 80s, when I was a little boy in the 70s. Very little boy. And it's just outrageous. It's hard to believe. But in any case, I think, so this is to be a wake-up call. See, we hate to have these wake-up calls. Two little kids stabbed in the It's a shame that sometimes when things happen, now we got to do something. The little boy and the little girl stabbed to, the little boy stabbed to death. The little girl, you know, did survive. Still in the hospital. And there were no cameras in the building. And money has been laying around for years. This is New York City Housing Authority. Money has been sitting around for years. Money has been put aside for those video cameras for years, many years. Nothing happens. Now, you'll never know if the money was used for something else. Probably. So now, all of a sudden, poof, you know, like magic, now there's $20 million is going to be used to put the video cameras in the schools. See, we're a society that we have to wait for something to happen before we do something. You know, where were the school safety officers? So, you know, so what happened after the two little kids got stabbed, the one died, now we put the video cameras in. The other day, at that school, after that killing happened, there were police all over the place. Weren't none there before. So, again, we're a society. We have to wait for something to happen before we react. We're reactive. Instead of proactive, we're reactive. And this is what's happened to us in our society. So, you know, just very sad, very sad. 14-year-old now is a murderer. 14 years old, barely had lived, hasn't lived at 14, not really. Is now a murderer. And another young man is dead. So, no winners in this one. No winners at all. All right, everybody, it's, you know, we got a couple minutes left of the program. I'm glad you, if you stuck by, you stuck around, I'm glad you did. You know, it's the Ron Kelly Show, airs every Friday afternoon, 4 p.m. right here on blogtalkradio.com. And thank you to all the folks who welcomed us, the bad boy and the doc, yours truly, Ron Kelly, and clinical psychologist and author, Dr. Susana Flores, and our show, the both of us, that we do on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. is called the Bad Boy and Doc Talk Radio Show. It's real talk, real relationships. Yeah, imagine that, me talking about relationships. Yes, I do know something about them. I've been married twice. I know the good and the bad. And so we do that every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. right here on blogtalkradio.com. It's the bad boy and the doc. Right here on Blog Talk. All right, we're going to scoot out of here a couple minutes early. We're going to break up out of here. I want to thank you so much for joining me. I had to come on the air and say something because I didn't tell anybody I wouldn't be on the air. So the show must go on. But anyway, we're going to break out of here. I got some things I need to take care of. So we'll see you Wednesday night on the Bad Boy and the Doc Talk radio program, Real Talk, Real Relationships. Then back next Friday for a full hour of the Ron Kelly Show. So until everybody, take care of yourself. Remember, it's nice to be important, but it's so much more important to be nice. And that we may not have it all together, but together we can certainly have it all. Thank you so much. I'm done.
Broadcasting to the world.
Hello.
It's the Ron Kelly Show. Hey, yeah. The news you want.
Is the perception still that a black man with a gun is a criminal?
With the topics you need.
Marching might have been good for back in the day, but what kind of effectiveness is marching having on society today?
Ron Kelly.
Black males 18 to 24 years old have the highest homicide offending rate.
4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 1 p.m. Pacific. It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
On blogtalkradio.com.